start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us oh the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, worldwide, throughout the world, wherever you are watching us from. Yes, it is the early echo. I am in the company of our respected and honorable guest for this morning, mashallah, who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani Channel. And he is none other than our respected, honorable, Muballighi Dawat Islami, Imran Subrati Naqshbandi. Let's welcome him in our morning program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Tabriz sahab and to the viewers of Madani Channel.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Imran bhai, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You accepted our invitation. Firstly, we say shukran for that. And it's always, always a pleasure having you, Imran bhai, because I honestly appreciate the views and your andaz of your kalam and the explanation you give to it, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. So it is a pleasure having you in our early echo program. And today, Imran bhai, our discussion and topic is very, very, very interesting. Subhanallah. You know, began making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying that subhanallah, this is going to be so good. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a very important discussion. And this is to motivate us to become even more pious. It is for us to abandon our sins that we have committed, to make sincere tawbah, and to make dua for these bounties which Allah Azza wa Jalla has actually kept in place for His obedient servants. Now you may be thinking, why am I mentioning these points, dear viewers of Madani Channel? So yes, the point, or rather our discussion and topic for this morning, is heavenly maidens. Jihad, the hurs of Jannah, that verse, heavenly woman. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So with regards to the maqam of the woman of this world who will enter into Jannah, in comparison, Allahu Akbar. Yani this is to do with two different makhluqs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani they are the hurs of paradise, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept them in paradise for His obedient servants. No doubt. But there is more to this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and how we understand the maqam of the hurs of paradise, and together with that, the maqam of our Islamic sisters in this world, subhanallah, that perform virtuous and righteous deeds for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are going to basically mention those points, and together with that, there are so many other informative Madani pearls we are going to be learning. Stay with us till the end of the program. Imran bhai, some brother had requested to start with the hamd of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let's all of us echo this Mubarak dua in the early parts of the morning. Aap bhi shamil is dua mein ho jaye, inshallah. Milke padhte hain.
Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو Mustafa ka saath ho sha diye dida re husne ho Mustafa ka saath ho Allah ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho
Salam, 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 let's listen to the question for this morning. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, the question for this morning is, which companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam resembled Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam in their physical appearance? Allahu Akbar. Give us the name of that companion of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who resembled Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam in his physical appearance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah kalam bhi sunenge, lekin ab kalam se qabl kuch sawalat hai Imran bhai. And those questions which have been pending for far too long with regards to us having our mulaqat, mashallah. And finally Imran bhai is here in our studio on the morning program, The Early Echo. And alhamdulillah, since our discussion is the heavenly maidens verse, heavenly woman. Imran bhai, before I go any further, alhamdulillah, I did elaborate a little, explain to the viewers out there the reason for keeping this name, heavenly maidens verse, heavenly woman. Mashallah, a very, very beautiful book of Da'wat Islami on this subject as well. And how a person, subhanallah, attained these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these blessings in the form of the blessings of Jannah and everything within it, subhanAllah. With regards to paradise itself, Imran Bhai, firstly, there are beautiful ahadith which explain that Jannah is that place which no eye had ever seen, no ear have ever heard, no heart has ever perceived. Allahu Akbar. Imran Bhai, whatever description is there, it's all due to the blessings of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who given us the knowledge of the unseen. But now, who did go there to see what is all Jannah about? So explaining the beauty of Jannah, explained to us through the Holy Quran Pak, it is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through the kalam of Allah azza wa jalla and via his blessed ahadith. For he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Nabi who gives the knowledge of the unseen, subhanallah. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam given his blessed companions this khabar and news with regards to the hoors of paradise, with the bounties of Jannah. And like that, there are numerous ahadith, but this is the blessings of Jannah. And in Jannah, in paradise itself, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept ready the maidens and the hoors of paradise. Now, Imran Bhai, inshallah, this is where we would like for you to explain to the viewers of Madani Channel with regards to, what is the comparison between the maidens of paradise and the heavenly woman of paradise, subhanallah. Can Imran Bhai please shed some light with regards to their comparison and their maqam together with it, Imran Bhai? Please also do elaborate and explain that, of course, these are the hoors of paradise and these are the women of Jannah. But, subhanallah, though they merge and there is a comparison, but, Allahu Akbar, how does a ummati of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam be compared to those bounties of Jannah? How does he even achieve and get them, Imran Bhai?
JazakAllah, Mawlana Sahib. I think the topic that we're having today is a very beautiful topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's, as you mentioned, it's a topic that many of Islamic sisters are very curious, and I hope those viewers are watching there. Mm. So we will answer Mawlana Sahib's question at the end, because the question about the comparison of who is better, are the heavenly women of Jannah better or the hoors of Jannah, let's leave that, Mawlana Sahib, as a suspense, inshallah.
Okay.
Right till the end, because agar hum pehle mein bolenge then the maza chal jayenge. So let's leave that till the end, inshallah.
Okay.
Some of the questions, whenever we speak of this, and this is common in our relationship with our children's mothers, they say, you will have the hoor of Jannah. Islamic brothers, mashallah, for the believer, this dunya is his examination center.
Bishop.
And he has to strive for that reward and that award. And that award, Mawlana Sahib, is gaining entry into Jannah.
Allah.
And we must aspire for Jannah al-Firdaus. So, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this is a very beautiful, positive news for us, for all the ummatis, that we must aspire for Jannah al-Firdaus. And when we are in Jannah al-Firdaus, there are so many ni'mat, so many bounties, subhanallah. And one of the bounties in Jannah is the Hurul Ain that Allah Azza wa Jal has made and created as one of the bounties and one of the awards and one of the gifts.
Allah.
For who? For those Islamic brothers who aspire and lead a righteous life in this dunya and attain Jannah. Mm. And perhaps the question may be asked, and it's a fair question.
All right.
Why is Allah Azza wa Jal rewarding Islamic brothers with hoors?
Mm.
Now, who are the hoors of Jannah?
Mm.
Hoors of Jannah are these beautiful, beautiful creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to some blessed hadith regarding who are these beautiful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the heads of heavenly women is better than the world and whatever is in it.
Allah, Allah.
Every heavenly dweller will be given two such wives from among the big-eyed maidens, these hoors, who will be clad in 70 dresses. And even then, the marrow of their shins will appear from outside their dresses.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And their flesh will appear as red wine appears in a glass. Yani they will be so beautiful and so endowed with beauty. And one more hadith, that the lowest ranking dweller of paradise will have 72 heavenly maidens besides his worldly wives.
Allahu Akbar.
So the question arises, why has Allah Azza wa Jal been so generous to man, insan, man specifically? The response to this would be, and this is, as we were researching this topic and the reflections of ulama, is that in this dunya, insan, man, is restricted and is commanded to lower his gaze.
Right.
He is commanded to practice restraint.
Right.
That man is inherently and by his fitrah is attracted to beauty.
By nature, Imran.
By nature. And Allah Azza wa Jal has created the woman for as a means where Allah Azza wa Jal made man naturally attracted. But man has limitations. Mm. Man is limited in terms of how many women he could marry. Mm. And by and large, generally in the country we live in and many other countries, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have one, but no one even has ventured beyond 2 and 3 and 4. And if you go beyond that, then there are all other aspects one has to consider.
Yes.
And one of the aspects in the reality one deals with is the emotions, how your first, second or third wife will feel. And these are the reality.
Yes.
So the reality is man is limited in terms of how he can, how many wives he could have. In this dunya, you practice your restraint. You make sabr in this dunya.
And the kufli madina of the eyes, kufli madina of the nafs, of the heart.
Absolutely.
And one protecting and abstaining from those sins, whereas he lowers his gaze and he does not commit fornication. And he is preparing himself for that reward and ajr, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept prepared for him. Imran bhai, this is what you're explaining.
That is correct. That is correct.
Ji.
Yes. So therefore, the ajr and the reward for the men folks restraint in this dunya. Rabb Azza wa Jal knows that men are attracted to beauty. And the ajr for that is you will be given these beautiful, big-eyed whores and maidens of Jannah. Mm-hmm. That is the reason why that is one of the rewards that men folk will get in Jannatul Firdaus. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So this is a great ni'mat and this is a great bounty.
And those whores that you're talking about, as you said, the first hadith, Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the headscarf of the heavenly woman is better than dunya wa ma fiha. Allahu Akbar, the world and whatever is in it.
Allahu Akbar.
Yani, there are sochi. We kill for this world. We cheat, we lie and deceive people for the luxuries and comfort of this world. People break ties with most closest of relations only for this world. And the headscarf of the heavenly woman, which covers the head alone, is better than everything in this world and whatever is in it. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, these are the blessings which is beyond any imagination. But see the struggle of Insan Imran Bhai.
Allah.
All these blessings are in place. Lekin agar hum ek jaiza le, you know, we do some stats and have a look around us and see, despite knowing these facts and realities, how our nafs has opposed us and has controlled us and has become ghalib and dominant over us, that despite seeing these blessings, we still, you know, drift towards sinning. We still drift and move towards the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Despite these blessings being kept in place, I mean, have you ever imagined of something which Imran Bhai had mentioned with regards to their beauty, with regards to all those other blessings in Jannah? This is the world of means. This is the world of asbab, you know. They come with difficulties, with calamities, but there is no takleef, there is no regret, there is no remorse. No one feels sad in Jannah. And the only time we can achieve that ranking is if we put our actions correct, subhanAllah. Just for a moment for us to contemplate now, we have not been done yet because there are so many questions. Masa Imran Bhai, you mentioned about the hurs of Jannah. The question is, a lot of Islamic sisters who spend 30, 40, 50, 60 years of their lives in the world with their husbands, and the question is, like, you know, in the dunya, they make promises to each other, in Jannah we're going to be together, in Jannah we're going to be together. How these options will work, Imran Bhai?
SubhanAllah, this is a very beautiful, and the topic is very amazing and very enlightening. The second question is, so we understood Fadith Maulana Sahib, the men will be granted these hurs of Jannah. Mm. And we're still going to answer the question, who is greater? Are the women of this dunya who enter Jannah greater, or are these maidens greater?
Yeah,
inshallah. So yeah. Another question often asked, and Maulana has alluded to, is who would that Islamic sister be with? Or that couple who are married in this dunya? Where would you be?
Mm.
SubhanAllah, very beautiful question. And as you rightly pointed out, and there is a dua that make this dua that Allah make us when a couple is getting married, so they will be our partners in Jannah. So the khush khabri and the good news is that couple that are married in this dunya, that Islamic sister and that Islamic brother that are married here, and inshallah azza wa jal, if they both aspire for and attain Jannah, they will be together in Jannah as well. It's such a profound, a positive news. You know, there are many couples that are so fond of one another and they wonder, will we be separated? And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, based on the Risala and the readings of this beautiful book called The Heavenly Maidens and the Women of Jannah, it is narrated that you will be with your spouse in Jannah. What a great aspiration to have. And perhaps, we must be realistic, there are those couples that might be struggling in their relationships. There might be some rukawa, there might be some challenges. And the khushkhabri for you is, the good news for you, the positive news to you is, rectify your differences in Allahu this dunya. Akbar. Reconcile your differences in this dunya. Become together, al-muhabbat sejur, live with love and muhabbat. Please Allah Azza wa Jal, please His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst you are in this dunya as a couple, earn Jannat al-Firdaus for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that couple that is struggling, maybe inshallah, this is a khushkabri for you. If you can rectify yourself here, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Wahhabi ab Jannat merenge, inshallah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Kya baat hai Madini ki, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, so this is the inspiration. And subhanallah, there are so many more other questions. Imran bhai, with regards to this question that mashallah has also been asked, and it's also on the website of Da'awat Islam, yani in the books, but people have asked this question as well. Will those Muslim men and women who had passed away unmarried also be married, Imran bhai? Can you please shed some light on this as well?
Subhanallah, those very, very khush kabri, those Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters that who are unmarried. Again, the shart is, the condition is, the khush kabri is, you must aspire for Jannah. You must work towards Jannah. So those single unmarried people here who are single in this dunya, inshallah, in Jannah, you will be married to a person of Jannah, subhanallah. Your nikah will be performed with a person in Jannah. So yahab single hai, sabar karo, make patience, have sabar, save yourself from guna. Save yourself from fitnas, inshallah azza wa jal. When you attain and you read Jannat al-Firdaus, your nikah will be performed with someone from Jannah.
Kya baat hai. Subhanallah Imran bhai, this is really amazing. So yes, dear viewers, those men and women who do not marry throughout their lives, Imran bhai, in this world, will also be married to each other in Jannah. Paradise.
So those who are single, did not marry.
Yes, that did not marry in the world. Likewise, Imran bhai, many more other questions have come. Our director sahab, for now, let's quickly go back to our segment in which we asked a question, Imran bhai, and there are more questions that we want to ask. So let's go towards our question which we asked earlier. Which companion of Rasooli Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resembled in his physical appearance Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? The answer is Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Jiha, Urwa bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, who is a great companion of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And there are many waqiyas and stories about his sacrifices and his entry into Islam. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, we will leave that for another day. But jiha, from amongst all the companions of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he resembled Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in his physical appearance. It's something that we have learnt if we did not know before. May you convey this to others as well for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Imran bhai, mashallah, coming back to our questions. We are discussing, of course, the heavenly maidens versus heavenly woman. Now there's another question, Imran bhai, and perhaps inshallah Zawajal, if you could answer this, that if a woman was married to more than one man because of death of, for example, her ex-husband that passed away, or he divorced, whatever, so which husband will she marry in paradise, in Jannah?
Subhanallah, it is narrated that according to Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated, a woman will be married in Jannah with the last husband that she had in this world. She will be married to the last husband she had. So assuming now at her time of her death, she had a few husbands, but at the time of her death, she was still married. So according to the hadith, she will be married to the last husband that she was married to. Subhanallah. Okay. And there is another hadith that states that she will be married to the man, that man, husband who had the best character and the best akhlaq. Okay, so how would we reconcile and explain this? Right. We will explain it as follows. Right. That if at the time of her passing away, she was married, and prior to that she had other marriages, then she will be married to the last husband. So that hadith is explained. And if at the time of her passing away, she was divorced, okay, she was divorced, yani she had a few husbands, but at the time of her passing away, she was single, she had no husband at that time, then she will be given a choice that from those husbands that you had previously, choose that husband who had the best akhlaq, you will be given the choice to marry that person. So she will have the choice to marry the husband who had the best akhlaq. Alhamdulillah. And again, the proviso is that husband must have been a jannati, yani he would have entered Jannah for him to qualify to be of those or husbands to be for that wife.
Subhanallah, Imran, very, very beautiful explanation. So subhanallah, we do learn that manners is very, 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 very important. ہم اس پہ کام کریں, اگر ہم اپنے اخلاقیات پہ کام کریں, اس کو سدھارنے کی کوشش کریں, انشاءاللہ. Look at the hadith of Rasul Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, how much he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم motivates his companions. He says, be kind towards your family. The best among you is he who is best towards his family, who is kind towards his family. And he says, I am better than every one of you towards my family. So Huzur Kareem رؤوف الرحیم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم through his mubarak habits and his انداز and اخلاق. For example, سیدتنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہ says, he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would mend and fix his own mubarak shoes.
Subhanallah.
He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would stitch and sew or patch his own clothes.
Subhanallah.
He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would make his own bed.
Allahu Akbar.
He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would at times wash his own clothes.
Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. When his blessed body is so fragrant that whomever he touches also becomes fragrant, there was no need for him to do all of this, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a practical life and showed us how to practically live like humans on this earth. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, through his mubarak akhlaq and andaz, he have taught us. So manners is so important, because Imran Bhai highlighted that hadith which speaks about manners. So we should remember that if a woman was married to many men, or one after the other, and was divorced by all of them,
correct,
such that she was not the wife of any of them at the time of her death, she remained single, though she had one nikah, and then correct, she had another nikah, but she got divorced, and she had another nikah, it never worked out. And at the time of death, she was left with no husband. Now, this is what we need to understand. Then only in this case, she will be granted the authority to choose any of them. And she will be married to the husband who had the best manners in the world, as Imran Bhai had described it in the hadith of the Huzuri Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hadrati Sayyidina Umme Salma. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, bas hamara akhlaq acha ho jaye, bas ye dua karte rahe, akhlaq ho acche mera kirdar ho sutra, akhlaq ho acche mera kirdar ho sutra, mahboob ka sadqa tu mujhe nek bana de, mahboob ka sadqa tu mujhe nek bana de. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Imran Bhai, I think you have prolonged that expense with regards to the comparison that we have made initially, for this is the discussion and the topic for this morning, heavenly maidens versus heavenly women. Ab Imran Bhai, ab to bata dijiye ki what is the comparison between both?
Everybody has been waiting for that. Allah, who is greater? Are these whores, these big-eyed maidens of Jannah greater? Or are the heavenly women greater? And who are the heavenly women? Those women of this dunya who work hard and attain Jannah, are they greater? Inshallah, Zawajal, we will learn this. And we've also learned earlier that the wife would be with the husband that she was married to in this dunya. If he is a Jannati, she will be. So, abhi ek maamla hai. Husband is there. You are with your husband in Jannat al-Firdaus. And according to the hadith, the husband has got hoors in Jannah. Right. So the question is, who is greater? And one point we must remember before right, we give the answer. Subhanallah Azawajal. In Jannah, Maulana Sahab, all the weaknesses that we have in this dunya, the weaknesses of hasad, of jealousy, etc., whatever feelings, negative feelings, those will not be there. So that wife who will be with her husband in Jannah, who has hoors, she will not experience these feelings of jealousy, etc.
Right.
So let us answer that question. It in a lengthy hadith of Tabarani,
The mother of believers, Sayyiduna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala, asked the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki, are the women of this world superior, or are the big-eyed heavenly maidens greater?
So this is the blessed wife of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, look at the sadaqah of Aka Ali salatu salam. What a khushkabri. Think for a moment, oh viewers of Madhi Jamona, reflect for a moment. That via this hadith,
true,
and via the sawal of Ummahatul Mu'mineen to Aka Ali salatu salam, such a great information is being shared with us. Who is greater? Imagine and reflect for a moment. So Rasulullah salam, the question is, who is greater? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knower of the unseen and the giver of the news of the unseen, replies that the women of this world, subhanallah, the women of this world are greater than the big-eyed heavenly maidens, subhanallah. So, oh women of this dunya, indeed, alhamdulillah, according to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your darja and your maqam is greater. And then Sayyidina Umm Salama further asks, Kya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why is this? What is the reason for their maqam being greater? What a beautiful question to encourage us and motivate us. And the Master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that this is because of their salah, their fasting, and their worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
What an ajr. Remember, the whores of Jannah have been created as a reward. And our Islamic sisters in this dunya, you are striving to please your husband, to please your in-laws, to look after your children, to look after your family. You are waking up at night for your child. You are waking up in the day and your child is sick, and you are making so much of effort. Mauka nahi milta ibadat karne ke liye, but despite it all, you find the time, you go and worship Allah. In that roza, you see to your family, you make their sehri, you make their iftar, you clean the house, you see to their needs, but you keep your roza. Despite all of these challenges that our sisters and mothers face, they strive hard in this dunya, and because of that striving, the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, due to their ibadat, due to their salah, due to their roza, their maqam and daraja is greater than the daraja of the hoors of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just further to that, it is stated in another hadith, how much greater? In paradise, the women of this world living in paradise are greater than the heavenly maidens, Maulana Sahab, by 70,000 ranks. Allahu Akbar. 70,000 times greater than the daraja of that mu'min, that believing Islamic sister, that mother, that daughter, that Islamic sister that attains Jannah. Your maqam is greater 70,000 times. And another great tabi, Sayyidina Hibban bin Abu Jabala radiallahu ta'ala, has stated that the worldly woman entering paradise will be greater than the heavenly maidens because of their good deeds. Subhanallah.
Imagine, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the blessings and virtues of good deeds. Imran Bhai explained, subhanallah, those beautiful hadith one after the other, subhanallah, he connected them. He explained as to how these fortunate individuals shall be granted these rules of Jannah. Imran Bhai, there are more questions. Another question that's often asked also is that men are given rules in paradise. So who are the women of this world given in Jannah? So can Imran Bhai, inshallah, shed some light, because this question was asked before as well. And though it is on the website of Da'awat Islami, as I said before as well, mashallah, beautiful books about Jannah, about the blessings of Jannah, so on and so forth. So the question is, men of paradise will be given heavenly maidens, but what about women of paradise?
The women of paradise will be married to a man of paradise. The women of paradise will be married. The question is, the men of paradise will be given heavenly maidens. What about the women of paradise? And the response to that, Maulana Sahib, is the husband and wife who enter paradise will live there together. And if by some chance, the husband goes to Jahannam, ma'azallah, may Allah save them and save all of us from Jahannam. But if by some chance the husband goes to Jahannam, then that woman of Jannah will be married to a man of Jannah. Allah.
MashaAllah. Another question will also be with regards to a non-baligh child, Imran bhai, a prepubescent child who enters paradise. Will such a child who left this world whilst being in the state of Nabaligh, right? He was in that age, in that state. So will he also be married to Hur of Jannah?
Ji, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, according to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam bin Hajar Makki Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, has stated that a non-pubescent child, yani a Nabaligh child, will be resurrected on the day of judgment as per his worldly age and his build. However, at the time of entering Jannah, his body size will be increased and he will enter paradise like an adult. He will then be married to worldly women and heavenly maidens. Subhanallah.
Wajibah. Subhanallah. I know it's really amazing, Imran bhai, hearing all of this and motivation. Look at the Imran bhai, not one, not two, but numerous ahadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm giving you the summary of one narration, Imran bhai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that woman who protected her five daily prayers.
Allah.
Ya'ani Salatul Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. That woman who protected her chastity, her body organs from any contamination. That's point number two. Number three, she is obedient towards her husband. Allahu Akbar. She is obedient towards her husband. So she read her namaz. She's obedient towards her husband. She fasts in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem as well. It will be said to her on the day of judgment. These are the doors of Jannah. You shall enter from whichever door you desire.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the maqam of woman.
Allahu
this is the maqam in this ummah, Imran bhai.
Absolutely.
Look at this.
Absolutely. Amazing. You know, there are various other hadiths of the striving of woman folk, Manana Sahab. That sleep that she forgoes in the night to see to her child. The days that she spends seeing to her child. The time she carries the child in her labor. Even I've read some riwayat about the jharu karte, that sweeping. Every aspect of an Islamic sister, of a mother, is not in vain. It is with reward. It was with great reward. Allah. And Alhamdulillah, today we have learned that the reward of that Islamic sister when she attains Jannah, she will be with her husband in Jannah and she will be the queen of that palace of Jannah that will be allocated to her. There will be 70,000, her maqam will be 70,000 times greater than the maqam of the hoors of Jannah.
Allah. Subhanallah.
And Subhanallah. There will be no feelings of jealousy. The amazing thing in Jannah, in this dunya, perhaps these feelings of jealousy. You have qualities, these qualities will be totally absent. They will be happy and they will be pleased in Jannah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the maqam of our sisters. If only we could understand and if only we could work towards that maqam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So we have come to the end of our program, Imran bhai. Bilkul ye, ab hum akhri hisse ki taraf aa chuke hain, and it's time for us to round up. And the discussion has just got interesting because we have some question of our viewers already coming in. But inshallah, we will take them in. We will answer them in another program. And we request Imran bhai, inshallah, will join us again, inshallah, azza wa jalla, in our early echo program. We will discuss more of this. So until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. Wherever you are, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and join our weekly Sunnah inspired programs. Join our Madani Qafilas and earn thawab in abundance, inshallah. Zawajal, your life will change and you will feel and see the difference within yourself. So I leave you with our missionary statement and slogan, and it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.